This week we're going to be looking into the oldest book in the New Testament. One of the oldest, if not the oldest book in the New Testament. It was written by one that was not the 12 apostles. He was an apostle, but not one of the 12. And we're looking at the book of James. James is the wisdom book of the New Testament. And we're going to find out who James was in a moment. But just reading a few scriptures opening up, it says, James, a servant of God. Well, that's all he tells about himself, is a servant. I was talking with Ron Jones, who is on our coaching CD this month, and he's an evangelist. He ministers in song, and he said he went to a church, and there was designated seating for those in fivefold ministry, those who were pastors or teachers or prophet, apostle, titles, bishop, whatever. And they asked him what his title was, and he says, is there a place that says servant? Because I'm a servant. Well, that's what James said of himself, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. And I just want to encourage you with these verses, and then we'll get into the teaching. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. In other words, various trials. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. That means mature in Christ, and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. If you lack wisdom, ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. In other words, you won't have a little wisdom. He'll pour wisdom upon you, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I love that. What is a double-minded man? A double-minded man is a man that says, I believe God, but lives in fear, doubt, and unbelief. And none of us want to be a double-minded person. We want to have our faith steadfast, strong in God. And that's why this teaching is so important, because so many people, under the sound of my voice right now, and I'm speaking to you, you're going through various trials and temptations, and you're wondering why you haven't seen God answer your prayer. Well, are you double-minded? Do you think one day or one moment God can, God will, or another moment he probably won't? Or do you think God is a good God, but I'm not a good person, so he probably won't answer my prayer? See, that's double-mindedness. If you are in Christ Jesus, you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. In other words, it's not your righteousness, it's his righteousness. It's not your goodness, it's his goodness. It's our faith in him. If you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you stay connected to Jesus Christ, and to stay connected to him, you had to disconnect to worldly things, you have all you need to see God answer your prayer. Who is James? We're going to look about his life, who he is, and who he was before he became a believer this week on The Winning Life. I want to encourage you, my friend. This is 30 years of broadcasting. In order for your station, hear me, your FM station to stay on the air, you must support He's Alive. We are in need of a lot of new covenant partners. Now, we haven't done an intense fund drive, and we deliberately tried just to keep the broadcast going as it has been, because we just don't want to badger, or we don't badger, but it want to appear to be badgering people for money. But the reality is, if you want your station to stay on the air in your area, you have to support it. It's as simple as that. And I know so many people love the ministry and they just assume other people will do it. Too many people assume other people will do it. If this ministry touches your life, the Bible says if we communicate good things to you, you need to communicate good things back. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Would you stand with us today? You'll get our coaching CD with Ron Jones. It will build your faith. It truly will. Write to us. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. We must hear from you today, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Hey, my friend, get in the Word. Don't be double-minded.